Governor Larry Hogan held a press conference yesterday to announce that he is easing more COVID-19 restrictions in Maryland. As WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim reports, Hogan's announcements came as the state's COVID-19 metrics continue to show improvement.
Today, the state of Maryland is reporting zero coronavirus deaths for the first time in 187 days since March 28th.
Hogan says that Maryland's health metrics are continually improving. He says that the statewide positivity rate is down to 2.88%. This marks a decline of nearly 90% since it peaked at 26.91% mid-April.
As a result of our early and aggressive actions and our successful mitigation efforts, Maryland was able to safely enter stage 3 of our Maryland Strong Roadmap to Recovery, and all businesses in the state of Maryland were able to open.
Due to the decline in COVID-19 positivity rates, Hogan says that Maryland nursing homes may now resume indoor visitations. This applies to all nursing homes that are not experiencing a current outbreak and haven't had new positive cases in the last 14 days.
In accordance with new federal guidelines, indoor visitation would not be permitted if a local jurisdiction's positivity rate rises above 10%. This new federal policy and our new state efforts allows for more flexibility for compassionate care visits to support residents who need emotional and spiritual support.
The state is also providing $6 million to nursing homes specifically for testing staff for COVID-19. Hogan says that by next week, nearly 300 Maryland nursing homes will be receiving rapid testing supplies. Restrictions placed on child care centers during the height of the pandemic will also be lifted. Maryland School Superintendent Dr. Karen Salmon announced that they will be able to return to normal operations. Since July, centers allowed no more than 15 individuals per room. Now, facilities may accommodate up to 20 3-4-year-olds or 30 school-aged children per room.
In working with the Maryland Department of Health, we have seen very few positive COVID cases in our child care facilities, likely due to the rigorous health and safety guidance implemented by the child care community from the beginning of the pandemic.
Salmon also provided a monetary incentive for child care programs to reopen.
Reopen programs will receive a one-time grant of $800 for family care providers and $1,600 for center-based child care providers. These grants will be available through October 31st of this year.
The Maryland State Department of Education is also providing $1,000 in startup grants to eligible new family home care providers in an effort to bolster new small businesses.
We've heard very clearly from parents and providers who have written and called me that we needed to return to licensed capacity to meet the needs of working families and prevent the closure of child care centers once it could be done safely.
The Hogan administration has been pushing Maryland school district leaders to open schools for in-person learning. Salmon says she hopes this will complement efforts to reopen them safely. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which uses a different calculation method, lists Maryland's positivity rate at 5.2%. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.